purple dinosaur.
Get you get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur, you son of a bitch.
Can't even bend at the knees. Yeah. He just kind of waddles in.
Oh, hey, kids. Anyway, you know what really, though, unfortunately, what Barney taught children was you can approach a dinosaur, and that's not safe. No, that's not safe. You need to watch Jurassic Park, because otherwise you're going to have all these kids like, oh, look, a dinosaur. I love dinosaurs. And then the dinosaur eats the kid.
T-Rex isn't going to sit down and sing with you at the end of the episode, that's for sure.
No. You gotta have a realistic mindset when running into a dinosaur, okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
Barney was a
Barney will eat your face off, all right? You want that? Can't just be running up to this dinosaur, man.
Yeah. With that one big white tooth that goes all the way around.
It's actually Barney and Jurassic Park are in the same universal timeline. And so what it is all the people that die in Jurassic Park are the people that thought it was okay to approach dinosaurs by watching Barney. That's what it was.
There's the connection. I was trying to make the connection.
If you watch the deleted scenes, there's actually a scene where Barney's in court for mass murder, for teaching people to approach dinosaurs. That's what it is.
So Barney's like the prequel.
Yeah.
Of Jurassic Park.
Turns out all along, Barney was a spy for the Dinosaur Legions, and they sent him out there to make a children's show to teach us at a young age that it's okay to approach dinosaurs and predatory behavior. What?
You know, you can't smoke pot in the studio. How high are you right now? My God.
So look, Barney works for the government, man. That's right.
I'm telling you, man, he was an alien, man.
So look, that's fine. Let your kids watch Barney, but then after that, show them Jurassic Park and what could happen. You could get eaten while sitting on a toilet in a porta potty, okay?
Enjoy your kids. Hope you like them.
Yep, that's right. Just send them all willy-nilly into the mouth of a T-Rex. What the hell are we talking about? Let's get on to the damn bit.
What do we got?
It's time for Morning Dump. Let's do it. Let's do it. For God's sakes.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Pump it. Unless there's a dinosaur guarding your septic, then just wait and then call Pump That
Septic. Let's get to the Morning Dump, would you?
So there's another Zoom effect that is hitting younger women because more and more younger women are getting Botox treatments. Doctors have noticed an increase in women in their early 20s coming in for Botox and fillers. The reason, all the time they spent looking at themselves during Zoom meetings. That's right. Doctors are seeing more and more young women coming in saying, I got to get Botox.
And look good at my Zoom meetings.
Oh, my God, Zoom meetings. Look, ladies, we love you, okay? And I get it.
When you can't move your face, you don't look real. You just look stretched out. It's like somebody grabbed. You know that scene in Men in Black? The first Men in Black where he grabs the back of his head and just, is this better? And he just pulls it back. That's what you ladies look like. It's not a good look.
That's a perfect kind of synopsis of this. Because, you go from looking like an alien in a bodysuit to an alien pulling that bodysuit super type across their face and the bones.
Especially the high cheekbones. When you girls get take it a little too far with the high cheekbones and you start to look like an alien almost. You know, it's like your head gets wider from your cheeks.
Here's the problem, too, is that there's a sweet spot. Don't get me wrong. You get some fuller lips and maybe a little bit higher cheeks. It looks good like the first maybe two or three times, but then you got to keep doing more, and the body keeps needing more. And then eventually.
You look like a fish.
Yeah.
You look like a catfish. That's what you look like.
You look terrible.
Like you got stung by a bee. That's what it is. Like if you're allergic.
It looks like you stuck your face in a beehive. That's not a good look.
Does this look good? No, it doesn't look good.
And there's something beautiful about the aging process, okay? There's something nice about a few laugh lines on your face, you know, a few wrinkles here and there.
Character.
Yeah. A little more sagging here and there. That means that you've lived, okay? Look, all the older broads I've courted, you can slap as much plastic as you want, all right? But I can still tell that that's an older model, okay? All right? It's like doing body work on an old car, okay? It's going to look good, but I know that thing's going to need a little bit more oil to get down the road, okay? It's just, we know how it works. Yeah. We know how it works, all right?
I'm going to push come to shove, though. Ladies, just, you know, hey, guys, too. You know, we're just not calling out the ladies. Some guys out there, too, that you're like,
whoa. Yeah, same thing. Same thing, too, yeah. If you're that guy at the beach resort in that Hawaiian shirt and your face looks like it's 35, but your chest looks like it's 85, we know. You got too much work done. You got too much work done, okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just calm down on the old Botox, you know.
All right. Even though you're in Zoom meetings, it's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Lastly, should I do a story about... No, I got... How about this? This will freak you out, Hunter. We've already had shortages of toilet paper, hand sanitizer, bleach, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, though, bad news. We are going to have a shortage of juice boxes and chicken nuggets. Oh, my God. Juice box of chicken nuggets. That's right. The Wall Street Journal says schools are concerned because juice boxes, hamburger beef patties, and chicken tenders are among the items that are in short supply.
Huh.
So other shortages, get this, canned fruit, corn dogs, salsa, Uncrustable sandwiches, even lunch trays are going to be in short supply.
So it's all the lunch food. It's all the cold lunch. The mom's packing lunch for kids and sending, using up all the good stuff. Come on, save some for us. People staying at home, you know.
As an adult, I know I shouldn't be upset about a juice box and chicken nugget shortage, but as an adult, I'm allowed to be upset about juice boxes and chicken nuggets.
Whatever happened to all those barrels, those plastic juice barrels that came in like $1,000 for $1?
Yeah,
I know. Those are all gone.
I mean, they're in short supply. I don't know.
I think just kids are getting picky. We don't want the organic barrels. We want the high-end stuff.
You're here.
You know what we had back in our day?
Back in our day. It's got to be organic now. It's got to be range-free juice boxes. It can't come from grapes that had any kind of GMOs on or anything like that. It's got to be organic, cage-free grapes.
We had expired milk. That's what we got.
Yeah.
If you got one that wasn't expired, like a day expired,
yeah,
it was good. It was the best one.
I always liked my chocolate milk a couple days old. It had a nice little kick to it, you know? coming out of that cardboard box that you could never open right. You always open the wrong side first. Like, damn it.
It was never really cold, was it? It was kind of warm.
Room temperature. Well, because they'd open the cooler, and if you were farther back in the line, it started to warm up by the time you got to that big metal cooler. Do they still have those big metal coolers?
Probably not. It's probably like served.
I can't go through the state capitals. I can't tell you about the basic human cell system, but I could draw you a map right now of my of my middle school and high school cafeteria and the way it went. Yeah. Dude, I can see it right now. It's like mm-hmm. I'm there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would always go for those ice freezes at the end. You know, the ones I had like the wooden spoon that you would always break trying to...
Again, you and I went to completely different schools. Like,
would you go to jail growing
pretty
up?
Pretty much. Pretty much,
Lord.
Man.
Lord.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
bread and water every day, huh?
They'd beat us. They'd beat us if we didn't finish our food. Jeez. So what do we got? We got Botox and chicken nugget shortage. That works for me. That is your morning dump. We will be back. It's Brock and Hunter.